Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this guy needs to just get off of X right now, go back to bed, get some more rest. I just checked the Montana Politics hashtag here real fast. Pardon me for my scratchy voice here. I don't know if it's scratchy or just a little rusty. No, I did not enjoy a good cigar last night. So anyway, yeah, here we go. I just was checking in on the Montana Politics hashtag, and a liberal blogger out of Great Falls shares a story from this left-wing publication. Why does the right falsely blame trans people for mass shootings? Why does the right falsely blame trans people for mass shootings? It's like, dude, you need to just delete this trash, go back to sleep, get some more rest, and then think a little more clearly before you post things on X here. Because it's like, huh, why would you share something like that the day after a transgender shooting suspect just killed little children at a Catholic school in Minnesota? Now, why would the right be talking about transgender mass shooting suspects? Gee, I wonder why. Well, let's see what Jesse Waters had to say last night.
The shooter was identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. Robin changed his name from Robert back in 2019 when he was a minor. His mother submitted the name change on his behalf. The court documents say the minor child identifies as female and wanted her name to reflect the identification. So Robert changes his name to Robin and mows down pews of kids at a Catholic school church and then offs himself in the parking lot. And it wasn't just a random church. His mother used to work there. CNN reports Westman actually graduated from there in 2017. And this morning he showed up with a rifle, shotgun, and pistol. Hours before the shooting, Westman posted a 20-minute video where he paged through a manifesto, described himself as severely depressed and suicidal. He fantasized about the Sandy Hook massacre and said he loves to see kids get shot. The morning shooting was obviously premeditated because there was a drawing of the floor plans in his notebook. The video also shows Jesus' face as target practice. Westman wrote things on his weapons, such as, "Where is your God? Israel must fall. Nuke India. Suck on this and kill Donald Trump."
Yeah, that was the transgender shooting suspect who killed little kids in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday. Here's Jeff Manasso.
10-year-old Weston Halsney, a fifth grader at Annunciation Catholic School, says morning mass had just begun Wednesday when children and parishioners were met with evil.
"We just got into the pews and he shot through the stained glass windows."
Saying while on the ground that his best friend jumped on his back.
"He was like laying on top of me, like making sure I was safe, and he got hit. So that was really brave of him."
Two children killed, as 17 others hurt. The gunman who took his own life ID'd as 23-year-old Robin Westman, whose birth name was Robert. Police also confirmed they're looking at the shooter's disturbing videos posted online in what the FBI calls an act of terrorism as a hate crime against Catholics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, back with more right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover, along with some scattered showers and thunder showers impacting the area today. High temperature readings stay from around 73 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. More showers and thunder showers expected for tonight as temperatures fall off to about 53 in Bozeman to 60 in Billings. Still seeing some more scattered showers and thunder showers on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Admiral Darrell Caudill was sworn in recently as the new chief of naval operations for the U.S. Navy. The admiral saying, in his words, he's chomping at the bit to get started on the work ahead.
"To ensure that our Navy remains and forever will be the most dominant, lethal, and credible maritime fighting force the world has ever known."
Secretary of the Navy John Phelan spoke about the challenges Caudill will face immediately.
"We're facing a global security environment that is more hostile, dangerous, and unpredictable, perhaps more so than at any point in our lifetimes."
Admiral Caudill explaining the role the Navy will have in that worldwide landscape.
To allies, it's reassurance. To adversaries, it's deterrence. To all, it is proof that the freedom of the seas will never be surrendered.
Adding that those who oppose us are wrong if they feel we cannot adapt to improve vulnerabilities and performance. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so here we go. You can already see the liberal media mob, full court press, making sure they use the proper, what they see as the proper pronouns. Oh, they got to be so kid gloves. They got to be so nice to this nut job who just killed these innocent little kids in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then now you've already got a CNN reporter straight up lying about basic firearms information because they always have to make it about taking away your ability to protect yourselves, your ability to protect your own kids. Yeah, here's a couple of stories here from the dailycaller.com. Corporate media outlets refer to trans-identifying Catholic school shooter by preferred pronouns. Oh, they've got to be oh so respectful of this shooting suspect who killed little kids. As the Daily Caller reports here, liberal and corporate media outlets refer to Robin Westman, a trans-identifying male who killed two children on Wednesday, by his preferred feminine pronouns in their coverage about the Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The shooting suspect, 23 years old, killed an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and injured 17 others after he opened fire through the window of the Annunciation Catholic Church during a school mass service. The Washington Post, NBC News, the Daily Mail, and other outlets referred to Westman as a she and her to accommodate the shooter's trans identity. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Obviously, facts do not matter. Here they are. They are covering a criminal case. They are covering a deadly shooting of school kids, and they still refuse to report facts in a factual manner. The trans sanity isn't just the transgender mass shooters. The trans sanity is the Democrat Party activists, is the liberal media mob that keeps pushing this nonsense. And then, yeah, the Daily Caller also has this story here. CNN reporter completely lies about basic firearms information. Evan Perez claimed that semi-automatic firearms could fire, quote, dozens of bullets with a single pull of the trigger. While covering the Minneapolis shooting for CNN. So now you would think if he can't get basic facts, basic information right, that, you know, come today, he wouldn't be reporting for CNN. He wouldn't be, you know, a trusted correspondent for them. But I'll bet you he'll still stay at CNN. But anyway, back to what I opened up the show with here. Here you have the mayor of Minneapolis, and I haven't even heard what Tim Walz had to say about this yet, but this far-left mayor of Minneapolis is saying, how dare you focus on the fact that so many of these mass shooters, school shooters, others, are transgender. How dare you do that? And that's why I had to reply to this liberal blogger in Great Falls sharing this piece, why does the right falsely blame trans people for mass shootings? A transgender individual is the shooting suspect in the case yesterday. So tell us what's false. But in this piece by a left-wing outfit, they make all these claims. So look at this is the first claim that they have in bold. Trans people rarely commit mass shootings. Well, that's because people, period, rarely commit mass shootings. So you could just take out the trans part and say people rarely commit mass shootings. Does that take away the horror? Does that take away the fact that we shouldn't have, you know, school safety, that we shouldn't have church safety? No. Trans people rarely commit mass shootings. People rarely commit mass shootings. So why are there so many transgender mass shooters?
I think it's either like you have to be honest and say what will actually work, which is what nobody wants to hear, which is that there are just simply way too many firearms and they're way too accessible. And even if
they're too powerful.
And they're too powerful. Even handguns, too.
So a suicidal transgender who hates Trump's Christians and Jews shoots up kids at a Catholic school, and the media wants to take away your handgun. So how are we supposed to protect ourselves from trans shooters? The media is bad at pattern recognition. We aren't. Just 2 years ago, another trans 20-something walked into a Christian school in Nashville with a rifle and shot three kids and three adults. They buried the manifesto and locked down the case. We've seen trans shootings in Colorado and in Maryland. They even shut up an ICE facility in Texas. And it seems like half of Antifa's trans. A couple of they-thems just got popped for firebombing Teslas.
Yeah, and what did the mayor of Minneapolis have to say? What did the mayor of Minneapolis have to say? As you can tell, Jesse Waters had just a stellar segment. You talk about less than 24 hours after this news broke, and Jesse Waters and his production team were all over this story for Fox News last night. But here you go. This is the far-left Minneapolis mayor. He seems more mad about the fact that transgender suspects are being identified in these shootings than he does about the shootings actually themselves.
The mayor of Minneapolis says, you can't say that.
Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids.
I don't hate anyone who thinks they're trans. I feel sorry for them. But statistically, the trans population has been prone to violence. That's not villainizing, that's reality. And if you can't recognize reality, you're in danger. We love the American people, especially American children. And if they're troubled and believe they're somehow a girl trapped in a boy's body, we want to get them help. We don't want to give them hormones and operate on them.
All right, Jesse Waters, there you go. Back right after the Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The District of Columbia is a special case in American governance, which is why President Trump has distinctive authority to dispatch federal agents and National Guard troops to patrol the city's streets at least for a month. It's in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution grants Congress the power to, quote, exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may be by session of particular states and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of government of the United States. That's a reference to what would become the District of Columbia. The founders wanted the home of the federal government somewhat cloistered and protected from local whims and danger. That came after angry Continental Army soldiers essentially ran the Congress of the Confederation out of Philadelphia in 1783. Scarred by what happened in Philadelphia, the founders etched out a quirky federal district which didn't exist in a state. The first Congress adopted the Residence Act. It established what became Washington, D.C. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, big show coming up for you on Thursday's Montana Talks. We've got the CEO of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, headquartered, of course, in Missoula, Montana. They just teamed up with the University of Montana on a brand new hunting program at the U. So we'll talk with Kyle Weaver about that and much more. Plus, after that, we've got Everett Headley with Safari Club International. He's based in the Bitterroot, so a great outdoor-focused show coming up Thursday's Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10 right here.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Donald Trump's America.
The government acquired a 10% stake in computer chip maker Intel as part of President Trump's plan to supercharge manufacturing jobs in the U.S.
I said it would be great. We'd be a great partner for you, and I want to see Intel do well. You know, Intel was a great company, and it can be a great company again.
President Trump says the government did not buy the 10% stake valued at $11 billion, though the agreement was reached following the president's call for Intel CEO to resign amid concerns of ties to the Chinese government.
And then I was criticized by some of the fake news media. That's not the American way. Actually, it is the American way.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick is pushing back on those who say it's socialism.
Don't you think it's fair that the United States of America and the taxpayers who funded it get a piece of that?
The president says he's open to acquiring similar stakes in other companies. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
With Agriculture Today on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. Recently, the 2025 Feeding Quality Forum was held, and it brought together ranchers, feeders, and industry experts. And one clear message from the event for cow-calf producers was that genetics and partnerships are key to capturing premiums in the beef market. Wisconsin Angus breeder Brian McCullough says today's genomic tools give producers more predictability than ever before.
We do trust our eyes, and we rely on our eyes, and they've actually served us well over the last 150 years, but we now have genetic predictions that are enhanced with genomic information that get at the actual genes, and they add that extra layer of predictability, which in this business, when we think about the generation interval in cattle, which means from the time that a breeder decides to use a bull on his cows, it's essentially 5 years before he can say that was a good decision. These tools, these genomic enhanced EPDs, are one more layer of increasing the odds of a favorable outcome when you use a specific bull.
That was Angus breeder Brian McCullough, who spoke at this year's Feeding Quality Forum, which was hosted by Certified Angus Beef.
CattleCon 2026 heads to the heart of Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Music City is the place to be for the largest cattle industry event of the year, offering education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA trade show, outstanding entertainment, and more. Go where the beef industry meets. CattleCon 2026 in Music City, downtown Nashville, February 3rd to the 5th. Visit convention.ncba.org for more.
Good news, beef producers. Consumers' opinions and preferences on beef are becoming more transparent month after month. Your checkoff dollar supports state-of-the-art research that taps into thousands of consumers' eating habits every month to track modern trends in meat demand and other proteins. With this knowledge, the Beef Checkoff can invest your dollars more wisely in future projects, empower the industry, and strengthen beef's place in the market. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The USDA Supplemental Disaster Relief Program has begun the first stage of its sign-up process for eligible producers with 2023 and 2024 calendar year losses. Farm Production and Conservation Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton.
We know farm operations across the United States were impacted by devastating natural disasters in 2023 and 2024 that caused immense revenue and production losses. Congress provided disaster funds to the department to ensure that farmers were able to recover from these disasters. So part of that disaster relief is the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, which is to provide $16 billion in critical disaster aid assistance to farmers who experienced crop losses due to natural disasters in 2023 and 2024. Signups for this program started on July 10th for the first stage of SDRP. This first stage of the program is for producers with indemnified losses, and it leverages existing RMA and FSA data as the basis for calculating these payments.
So producers with these eligible 2023 and 24 indemnified losses should have received a pre-filled FSA 526 form in the mail. Producers must review, sign, return the pre-filled application, noting any discrepancies to their local FSA office. Again, more details can be found by contacting your local FSA office. I'm Lane Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was looking at some headlines here, KTVQ.com, just doing some additional show prep during the break here, so I figured I'd do a quick scan of some of the area news websites here. I see this headline from KTVQ.com. Montana schools talk security following Minnesota shooting. Montana schools talk security following Minnesota shooting. I wonder if they talked about the, the transgender angle on this one here. Right. You know, it may not be mentioned in the news story. I'll have to click on and see if it was mentioned. But you know that behind the scenes, that's exactly what they're talking about, that we have a lot of kids with severe mental issues that are being cheerleaded on by some in the health community, that are being cheerleaded on by some in the education community, that are encouraging people with these. That was the point that Jesse Waters was saying earlier, is that it's like we should be helping people. We should be helping kids that struggle with these issues, not cheering it on or not promoting violence, which you do see from the Democrat Party left. Remember their whole chants and cheers, silence is violence, and they'll have blood on their hands, was the chant from the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula when the transurrection attack on our Montana Capitol happened. And now we see so many of these shooters, so many of these mass shooters, some of these people, these shooters that are targeting innocent people are transgender. Anyway, got a message from Nancy in Roundup. She emailed us. Who pulled the trigger yesterday? It was the progressive commie governor, Tampon Tim. He brainwashed this transgender by his sick rhetoric on what is right and wrong. Tampon Tim helped twist the mind of the shooter who terrorized the Catholic school children. Once Robert, now a Robin. That tells us much about the killer. That was an email from Nancy and Roundup. All right. Hey, Caden, yeah, the phone line still is not connecting here, so hopefully you're chatting with our engineer to make sure that we got that connected, because, best part of the show is taking phone calls, so restarted the computer, still not working. All right. Hey, in the meantime, they'll send us messages on the Montana Talks app if you got something you want to talk about here in the early morning hours of the show while we get the phone lines up and running for you here. Right on, John. Before that, we had a message from Tim and Savage. Tim and Savage had this to say, wasn't it interesting how Fox News called the shooter a male? I thought he wanted to be called a she. Don't they get upset over dead naming? Well, thankfully now, I guess Fox News Radio is able to report the truth. They don't have to play the pronoun game anymore. But yet so many of these other far-left media outlets, if you weren't listening to this show, if you weren't listening to Fox News Radio, I wonder, are these local TV stations, are they still bending over backwards to try to be oh so nice to this shooting suspect? Instead of report the facts, it'd be interesting if any of you pop in and listen on any of those programs. Let's see. Oh, we got the Fox News update. Speaking of that, right now, here we go. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Yeah, Tim and Savage, thanks for that message on the Montana Talks app. We also got this message from Right On John, writing in from Los Angeles. And, this was another story. I think this might have been in the Fox News Radio update at the top of the hour. The CDC director is out. Did you guys hear that news story? Although I just saw a report here from Fox News Radio in their kind of morning rundown here, apparently they're saying that even though RFK Jr. has fired the CDC director, the Centers for Disease Control director, that she is apparently saying, well, I didn't hear from President Trump, so until I hear from President Trump, I'm staying on the job. It's like, okay, you know who appointed RFK Jr. to that job, right? President Donald J. Trump. You really want Donald Trump to have to waste his time picking up the phone to call you to tell you you're out? Really, that's what you want to do? I think Chad Pergram had the report here for Fox News Radio, if you missed it. Okay, and I'm trying to use a different program here while we work on this other computer. I'm going to just have to use it. Here we go.
Services posted on X, Susan Manares is no longer director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We thank her for her dedicated service to the American people. But attorneys for Dr. Manares issued a statement saying she has neither resigned nor received notification from the White House that she has been fired. They wrote, when CDC Director Susan Manares refused to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fired dedicated health experts, she chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda. She had just been confirmed to run the CDC by the Senate last month. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, you remember, what was the source of so much bad information, the source of so much fake news, the source of so many of these stupid mandates and lockdowns and other bad advice, fake science, fake news during the COVID-19 era? It was the CDC pushing so much of this garbage. So one of the things that's now happening here, I saw this in the Fox News Radio rundown here this morning, is that, okay, so the CDC leader is apparently vowing to stay put after RFK Jr. says she's out. But now a whole bunch of other folks that work for the CDC are saying, if she's out, we're out. If she's getting fired, we're all quitting. To that, I say, hallelujah, thank you. I mean, think about it, how hard it is to fire some of these federal employees. How hard it is to get rid of these bad federal employees. We've got some great federal employees that are out there, many of them, right? And they're just as sick of the bad federal employees as you and I are. They, in fact, maybe even more sick of it because they have to see it firsthand in person and deal with it while they go to work every day. How hard is it to fire bad employees in the federal government? So if a bunch of them, the people that were responsible for all the COVID stupidity that hit this country, that harmed kids, that harmed businesses, that harmed our economy, that helped China, that helped the Democrats, if a whole bunch of people from the CDC say, that's it, we're quitting, we're out too. Wow, great move.
Well, Kurt Seger.
Serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great piece at thefederalist.com right now. I should probably go back and just play a brief soundbite, especially for those of you just getting up and rolling with us here. I should probably go back and play a brief soundbite. Actually, I won't play that brief soundbite. I see our engineer is going on the computer there. I'll let him do his thing so we can get the phone lines up and running for you. But you may have heard the soundbite earlier where the mayor of Minneapolis, this wimpy, woke, white liberal, he's so mad that people are pointing out the fact that you see so many of these transgender shooters targeting innocent people. And he's so mad that people are pointing that out. And another thing that Minneapolis mayor said, it's the same thing that you're hearing all the leftists say. Even many of you, raise your hands if you've got a liberal friend or family member, leftist friends and family members, and they just echo chamber, reiterate the same talking points that they hear from Tampon Tim Walz and the rest of these guys. Thoughts and prayers don't matter. Thoughts and prayers aren't enough. Don't give me your thoughts and prayers. So much anger and hatred towards faith that you see as a knee-jerk reaction from so many of these people on the left. Have you ever noticed that? And so immediately they want to talk about gun control. Immediately they want to attack prayer. Ellie Purnell has a piece at thefederalist.com, just got published here this morning. Ellie Purnell has a piece here. Those scoffing at Christians' prayer after Wednesday's tragedy repeat the folly of the crowds who dared the crucified Christ to save himself. Hours after a young man who appeared to identify as a woman and to hate Christians opened fire on a Catholic primary school while students were at Mass on Wednesday. Leftist Twitter had identified a culprit. Prayer. Jen Psaki wrote this. You remember her? Jen Psaki was the White House press secretary under Joe Biden and now an MSNBC host or whatever they're calling that channel now. Jen Psaki says this. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayer does not end school shootings. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. And you guys, again, raise your hands. You can message me on the Montana Talks app, etc., if you've heard or seen a similar thing like this from your liberal friends or family members. Again, just knee-jerk reactionary comments, just like they're knee-jerk every time before the first piece of brass hits the ground. They want to talk about gun control. The implied argument, Ellie Purnell writes here, is that if prayer didn't protect these young Christians from being killed, it must be useless or at least insufficient. There's a transactional undercurrent to these protestations that these children placed their faith in God and he failed to hold up his end of the bargain. Every Christian who has ever experienced suffering has wrestled with the question of why God does not prevent every tragedy. I'm sure the parents, siblings, grandparents, and friends of the victims are grasping for answers to those questions now. But it's quite another thing to mock and belittle the prayers offered by students at the Annunciation Catholic School this morning, or the prayers offered by loved ones and strangers mourning the tragedy. You know, I would just, taking a step back here, isn't it interesting that the more our country has moved away, and I say our country because it's all of us, it's not just the left, it's not just the right, it's not just, you know, Christians or non-Christians, just our country, period, has moved away from faith, has moved away from prayer, has moved away from church pews. And yet, the more we've moved away from prayer, and the more we seem to have these types of problems, the more they mock prayer, the more they attack prayer. I just saw a great post on X from Vice President J.D. Vance. This actually, he just shared this 8 minutes ago here. He says, it is shocking to me that so many left-wing politicians attack the idea of prayer in response to a tragedy. Literally no one thinks that prayer is a substitute for action. Vice President Vance says this, we pray because our hearts are broken and we believe that God is listening. Great message there from Vice President J.D. Vance. Speaking of the Federalists, this was another story that caught my eye here. D.C. will convict praying pro-lifers, but not activists who assault immigration officials. You guys remember the Subway Sandwich Boy? Subway sandwich soy boy with the short, tight, white short, gray shorts and the pink shirt. And here he is, he's basically yelling at three or four different federal law enforcement officers who are helping to secure the streets of our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. And this Subway Sandwich Soy Boy eventually, you know, after looking like he's throwing a little temper tantrum, throws a Subway sandwich right at the chest of one of these law enforcement officers. And even though the skinny soy boy is wearing running shoes, he runs from the law enforcement officers. And even though they're fully kitted up, they're wearing cargo pants, they're wearing body armor, they got radios attached to it, they probably got ammo, they probably got weapons, everything attached to their kit. Probably another 40, 50 pounds on their bodies on top of, you know, everything else they're carrying. And they still chase that Subway Sandwich Soy Boy down. Now, thankfully, that guy, I believe, lost his job as a federal Department of Justice lawyer. That's right. If you missed that story a while back, Subway Sandwich Boy is a federal a lawyer with the U.S. Department of Justice. And we wonder why our federal government is such a mess. There you go. That so much of our federal government is just filled with people just like that guy. Well, that guy basically got off without any punishment. And yet this is the same Washington, D.C. so-called justice system that will convict praying pro-lifers. If you were a peaceful pro-life activist and you were simply praying, man, they not just wanted to throw you behind bars, they did throw you behind bars. And it's even crazier over in the UK, where radical Islamists have taken over London. It's even crazy over there. You don't even have to be praying out loud. You could just be quietly praying in a location they don't want you to be quietly praying in, and they will arrest you. So these people who say, well, thoughts and prayers don't matter, why are you praying? Same people that threw praying pro-life activists behind bars. But yet somebody who throws something and assaults immigration authorities, federal law enforcement officers, nah, nope. Again, anarcho-tyranny. Anarcho-tyranny. No laws being enforced on people like him. Now, granted, look, it's just a Subway sandwich. You might say, no big deal. But the thing is, they're doing the same thing with all sorts of other criminals. They get put right back out on the streets. I saw a story the other day where they had a guy, he admitted this on camera. This guy, apparently he's done like 8 or 9 carjackings in Washington, D.C. At least. I might be downplaying the number. He's done like 8 or 9 different carjackings in Washington, D.C. And somebody had talked to him on camera. And I think it was like the Trump War Room or Rapid Response 47, somebody like that. They then had shared this video with this guy. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, they arrest me and they put me behind bars, but then I get let right back out again. So, I mean, the guy's just saying, yeah, I mean, he's committed multiple carjackings and they just let him right back out on the street. Could you imagine being carjacked if you haven't been carjacked before? Having a gun put in your face, you don't know if it's the end of your life. You don't know what they might do to the rest of the people in your car, your wife, kids, family members. And that guy just gets put right back out on the streets. But if you were peacefully praying as a pro-life activist, they would throw you behind bars. And then these are the same people that attack faith, that attack peaceful pro-life activists, that want to undermine the very fabric of this country and our Constitution. And then they're the same people who angrily tell you how thoughts and prayers don't matter, and the only thing that does matter is gun control and them taking away your Second Amendment rights and your ability to defend yourselves. Just a knee-jerk reaction all around. Let's see. Lightbrows and Harden says this. Let's see. I'm sure this shooter had a psychologist and doctors somewhere. They should be questioned as contributors to the crime, just like the left goes after firearms manufacturers for gun crimes. That's what Lightbrows and Harden had to say here this morning. All right, quick break. Hopefully we can get our phone lines up and running here soon, because that's the best part of the show. A little hard to do a talk show if you can't talk to people across Montana. All right, at least you can message us in the meantime on the Montana Talks app. Keep them coming. Thanks for sending them in.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Maybe Jen Psaki for once could stop lying and educate herself and tell her audience, as small as it might be, the truth for once, which is Donald Trump's crackdown and use of the National Guard has lowered every major crime category in our nation's capital. It has been an incredible success. The very same people that support defund, dismantle, no bail laws, reimagine the police lunatics, let's replace police with social workers, are going to lecture us when an incident like this happened, when they've been bitching and moaning and groaning and complaining for how many days now about Donald Trump deploying the National Guard? You've got to be kidding me. It's all preventable. Everybody should once and for all, let's put an end to this.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
All right, how many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for your cell phone. Look, likely over time, the battery will fade, the processor can't keep up, and maybe it's even fallen in the toilet one too many times. Now, fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk and text and data and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day. It's all on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk is a good thing. The switch, it is simple, it is fast, it is easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now to get your free phone today. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With more cloud cover, along with some scattered showers and thunder showers impacting the area today. High temperature readings stay from around 73 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. More showers and thunder showers expected for tonight as temperatures fall off to about 53 in Bozeman to 60 in Billings. Still seeing some more scattered showers and thunder showers on Friday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
The left-wing operatives infiltrating and inciting protesters. Nancy Pelosi denying National Guard troops to defend the Capitol. Everything we told you back then on the radio and on Twitter here in Montana was just backed up once again by the former chief of the U.S. Capitol Police. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Check out that story and much more at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, for our upcoming Labor Day show, you can hear the audio with Chief Stephen Sund.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, I got so busy just focused on what to talk about because we were having some phone line issues there that I totally forgot that we had a great guest lined up just a few minutes ago. So we've got a quick few minutes here to wrap up the hour. I've got Danielle Alvarez on the phone lines with us right now. She is the RNC senior advisor. Danielle, thanks so much for your flexibility this morning and for being with us.
Good morning. It is great to be on with you.
Yeah. Switching topics here for just a moment. The Democrats have had their big summer meeting. Not too bright and flowery for a summer meeting, is it?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I get paid to watch the DNC summer meetings. They don't recommend it for anybody else. It is absolutely embarrassing for the Democrat Party, who passed resolutions on DEI. Totally out of step. It's like they haven't learned their lesson, you know, from the landslide historic election in 2024, you know, talked about, you know, the land they were on. So just again, they have no policy. They have no messenger. They don't really have anything. In fact, you know, brag on the Republican National Committee. We are sitting on $84 million cash on hand, while the Democrat National Committee has about 15. It just shows the lack of support that they have from donors. Of course, public opinion polls shows that they don't have support from the American people. And it just makes sense. We have President Donald Trump at the helm in the Oval Office, making America great every single day and winning for the American people.
Well, and case in point is the Democrats' response to this devastating shooting of these little school kids in Minneapolis. Their knee-jerk reaction is to attack prayer, attack people of faith, call for gun control, and bold, but they don't want you to mention the fact that so many of these shooters are transgender.
That's exactly right. First of all, my heart goes out to every single family and every single member of that community that was affected by this horrific shooting. The first thing that Chuck Schumer did was blame guns. And the reality is that this is a mental health issue. This is a result of woke trans ideology. But right now what we need to do is make sure that we are being prayerful for those families. And once we are ready to attack the root of the problem again, it's that mental health issue. And shame on Chuck Schumer for immediately politicizing this and going straight for gun control measures.
I didn't even see what Chuck Schumer had to say yet, but I did see what the Minneapolis mayor and others have had to say, and it's just absolutely shameful, absolutely shameful. Meanwhile, you know, President Trump is continuing to focus on the security for the American people. I think I just saw a poll, was it the AP did a big poll saying that something like 80% of the American people say crime is a major problem in large cities, and overwhelming support for President Trump's approach here.
And let's rephrase, crime is a major problem in Democrat-run cities.
Good point.
In blue-run cities. That is the problem. And President Trump, I mean, there's never enough time to go over all and articulate all of the wins that this president has delivered to the American people. But the most recent, of course, is bringing down crime, the way that he was able to address crime, especially in our nation's capital. I'm here right now in Washington, D.C. And we've seen no homicides since the federal government took over Washington, D.C. because of the failure of the mayor to control her own city. So it is wonderful what President Trump is doing. It goes along with our economy booming, inflation down, consumer prices down, a secure border, crime rates going down, peace through strength. I mean, win after win for President Trump. And Democrats have no way to oppose it. And so they keep picking the 20 on the 80-20 issues.
Well, Danielle Alvarez, senior advisor for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Great to have you on the show this morning. I think the last time you were on the show, our friend David Noble was filling in, and I got to listen to you guys. I think I was driving to the lake or something like that. You know, something, things you should be doing in the summer in Montana, right? So great to have you on the show. And speaking of David Noble, he'll be with us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the program. Danielle, again, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for joining us. Sorry I missed you a few minutes ago, but thanks for being flexible with us here. All right, yeah, David Noble will be in the house with us coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, the Trump W of the week, the woke update, and much more. Stand by.
Smokey the Bear.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service for State Forester and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of a stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.